What we want you to do now is we want you to find yourself a comfortable position, one you can concentrate, one you can concentrate on the back of your brow and on your breath. And for this next 30 minutes to 35 minutes, we want you to concentrate on the screen, concentrating on the screen of the TV, concentrating on the screen of your mind at the same time. Like you're looking at the screen and you're looking at the inside of the brow. So your eyes are about half closed. And you're concentrating on your breath. Bring yourself presence. Bring yourself to the presence. Bring yourself present. Blessings. Now relax. Take a few deep breaths. Relax your body. And be ready for deep level concentration. Blessings of light. We love you.
Meditations are highly impacted information, and they all should be contemplated upon time and again to unlock that information. This particular instruction comes from a combination of the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, the Bible, and the teachings of Buddha are the three that I studied to get this particular way to knowledge, wisdom, and impassion of information. The first three words come as one. And this means come with a one-pointed awareness, not scattered, not thinking of something else, not letting your mind wander, your emotions wander. It's the ability to hold yourself in oneness. Oneness is not just the realization of your ability to be with all things, but a oneness within yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. In order for you to be successful in any endeavor, all of the principles that we've been giving you can be applied to your everyday life. In order for you to have that success, this come in one, or as one, applies to your business, it applies to your relationships, it applies to your movement through life. Because when you're scattered, the old adage, divide and conquer, is very true. And generals have known this, men have known this, for ages, and the devil likes to divide and conquer you. He likes to split your mind and emotions. He likes to split your mind from your knowledge. And when you let those things happen, you're splitting your oneness of ability to function in the full determination and power of your I am that I am, the ability to identify. And it makes you appear like you're more than one facet of consciousness, that you have many facets, that you have emotional facets, you have a mental facet, you have all these different facets, instead of realizing you're one. And there's only one diamond there. And that diamond may have many sides, many facets to it, but you are but one. And the diamond has the point downward and catches the light from above. And by the light shining into it, when you look into the diamond, you see the refractions of it. You see its play as it reflects around within the diamond. And so when light comes into you and you are one, then it has the power reflecting around within you. But if some part of you is split, then when it hits that reflection, it's drained off, you lose it, it goes away from you, instead of reflecting back and forth within the consciousness, within the mind so that you can hold it, within the emotions so you can experience it, And so coming as one is a most important factor to success in any endeavor. Importance of keeping the understanding of what you're doing. Realize when you're acting, you are only one acting. Though you have been studying many selves within the facet of your one beingness, and for the use of your one beingness, when you act, all of that is done together. Just like the path, that is one action. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious, master conscious, Christ conscious, spirit conscious, God conscious, mother, father, God conscious, God conscious, is all done in the moment of now. It's not something that you do separately. We study them separately, and we practice each facet of it. It's just like training yourself to make a movement. You do it slowly, and you study each stage of it. But when the movement happens, we may study like the movement of our hand from our shoulder forward. Well, we may study it here at the shoulder. We may study it a few inches out till it's fully extended. Well, that's the same way when you're studying the movement of consciousness. It's just one flow. It's not a jerking. It's not a separate action. And so the practice must be so it moves smoothly. Stay in this. So as you're doing this, realize you want to be able to do everything that you've been taught in these various facets in one movement. The path is one movement. The rainbow is only one continuous movement. And wherever it's getting hung up, that's the facet of that complete movement that you must concentrate on to correct so it is smooth so that the rest of the movement can all be one. And so if you find yourself going over the bridge and you get stuck on one of the colors, it means there's something in that area that stops your full ability to move at oneness and to move this one movement. And so you would take a look at that. Why am I not getting this? What is holding me up? And you're asking your subconscious mind, because that's where it's stored. You're asking that part of you that does 75% of the work for your experience in the world. When you think of something, 75% of the thinking is really done under the level of ordinary consciousness. When you're doing something, a lot of it is under the level of ordinary consciousness. And what we've done is brought it up to the surface to take a look at so you could correct it and then let it go down again so that that habit pattern would play. So that conditioned reaction would be able to flow smoothly and flow outwardly. So when we say come as one, think of one as the total experience. The total experience of whatever is happening in the moment of now, the total experience of that. And that the now is an ever-moving, continuous one flow. The past stops. It's just like taking a picture that freezes everything. The past freezes the sequence of events that we may take a look at them. And if we couldn't have this ability to look into the past, we would not progress at all. It takes the ability to reflect upon the past to be able to advance in consciousness, to improve upon things, to make things better. Everything that man has invented, he's improved upon it. From the basic wooden wheel to now we have tires with inflated rubber tubes inside of them and spoke. And some of them get very, very fancy, and there's different types of tires for different vehicles and everything. But it all came from the basic wheel in the beginning. In your consciousness, what we were looking at is the basic foundation of your ability to live, to have life. Because when you are stolen away from the moment of now and fixed in an illusion by looking and reacting out of the past, you have robbed your soul of the precious life of now, and you have associated it with something that is dead. The past is dead. You cannot resurrect that past. That's the part of the body that must go. What is important is the presence and your ability of that oneness now. When you're walking around, you're in the attitude of meditation. This isn't something you just sit down and do once in a while. You're in the attitude of being able to merge with the presence. Merge with God in the presence at all times and stay in that merging. The meditation is a practice to stay in tune with God, to be at one with God, to be at one-ment or attunement to God. And that should always, even though it may not be above the plane where you are fully conscious of it, you always know it is within you. Within you. The things of your subconscious mind are within you. Your knowledge is within you. God is within you. Your life is within you. You are the container of all that, as God contains all things that live and move and have their being in Him, the One. You are a One, and everything that you are experiencing lives and moves and has that being in that One. Sometimes you forget and center, so centered that you think that you are only right in this body. But as your mind reaches out beyond the body, to look across the room, to look across the city, to something that you may be going to, you are actually only the center of something that is expanding and contracting. And so the body is like the dot in the circle. And the experience of life is the expansion from that dot to the outer edge or the infinity of the circle. And so when you're at one, you're not limited, but you can limit yourself. Understand that. And you do that by expanding and contracting your awareness, by raising and lowering it, by sharpening and dulling it, by activating it and inactivation. There's many movements to this self you are. You are a spirit being, and if you experience just the body, you have robbed yourself of the majority of your dynamic life. And you have one dynamic life, one life that is eternal. And you are ever experiencing in the eternal life. And the only place you will ever realize eternal life is not off in the future, after you die, but right now in the presence. Right now is the eternal life. You are alive eternally at this moment. And to move out of this moment is death. The mystic, the spiritualist, the great God men of all times have taught you the power of the presence, of being here now, because that's where life is at. All the rest is what may be so, or what has had its experience and is frozen in the light forever. Everything you've ever experienced, every tone you've ever made, is still alive in the light. This planet is moving and being bombarded by light, and behind this is the Akashic record of this planet. You're part of this planet, your record is part of this planet. And when you seek to look at that, you're racing back. When you're seeking to look forward, you're racing forward. Nothing is there yet. It's what you do now that will be your future. Your future is the presence. Your past is the presence. And everything that you can desire is in the presence of this oneness, your totality of realizing you are God individualized Om Tit Sit Om. I am that I am. Come as one with an open mind. If you've already decided and fixed your image, you are already dying. You are already dying. When you have fixed yourself and think you are a certain way, you have killed yourself and you are committing spiritual suicide. Because in the presence, you are always alive. When your mind is filled, what is it filled with? Is it filled with the moment of now in an open awareness that is always moving? Or is it fixed upon something in the past which is dead? Are you eating the manna of heaven, which is the wisdom of the presence? Or are you associating with has been, the things that has been? Are you someone that is growing and alive, or someone that is dying and just waiting for death? When you are in the presence, you are constantly in life. And when you get fixed in the past, it draws your life out into a fixed condition. And you're going to come to many people in this society and in this world that have that very problem of having the fixation in the past, dwelling upon their past successes, dwelling upon their past failures, their past loves, their past hates, their past knowledge, their past ignorance. They'll dwell upon the duality of experience. And you'll find that the light in them does not glow as brightly as those that are in the presence. When your subconscious is clean, and that can be won through the chanting and through the discipline of handling everything right now as it comes to you and not letting it pile up on you, then your mind can be open. But if you come with fixed belief, fixed understanding, fixed feelings, fixed awareness, your mind is not open and it cannot have poured into it the fullness of the presence. Whatever is in the presence, it may be something you are doing at work. It may be the totality of being with that person you're having a relationship with. It has all possibility when it is open. But when it has fixed images that cannot be changed, then it is not open and it cannot have that full experience. There's always something stopping the full realization of the whole totality of the presence and feeling that presence. If your sound has gone off, you're not in the presence. You're not hearing your own vibration. You're off in some other vibration. If your mind is wandering all over the place on this and that of the past and what may be so, you're not here in the presence if it's not clear and open. When you need to use it, you can move spontaneous when you have an open mind. But if you have your hands full and someone calls you to hand you something, you would have to find a place to lay that down before you would be able to accept, or even the hesitation of having to lay it down. When you're holding something in your mind, you have to lay that down before you have room to accept something else. If your mind is full, then you will not be able to accept the fullness of the presence, even if it's partially full or just a little bit. Whatever it is stopping you from having the full life awareness of the presence of your total power, because you are all seeking to have mastery. You would not be here, and have not persisted this long if you were not serious about that. You would not have come if you did not get something from this training. You would have left. You've won great persistence and perseverance over all these months, and I have at times have not let it be easy upon you, because I know one thing: for growth there must be resistance, and the resistance must come from pressure within or from fire. In the New Testament it says, some you must have compassion and mercy, others you must hold them over the fire. The Catholics took this literally, and they would take and put their people with iron gloves and hold them over the fire. They would put them in cages and hold them over the fire. This is a metaphysical experience we're talking about. The rainbow is metaphysical. When you take away the color of the rainbow, what do you have left? When you take the meaning of all the colors away, when you take away the color of the rainbow, what do you have left? What you have left is the all possibility of use on every plane and dimension and application. Because the basic metaphysical hidden principle behind the color, behind all the interpretations, is something very simple. It's one step at a time. One level at a time. Take away all those meanings. There is still something there. What is that something that is there? That is called the power. When you take away all the false images, when you take all the interpretations away, when you take all of the veils off the mystery, there is the pure power of it. Everything I've given you, look behind that. Look behind that. The path is that what was left after the rainbow colors were taken away, and we used it with words: attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, and so on of the path. When we took away all of those words and all of the colors and meanings, we can use that principle in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We take that away. We can use that which is left as A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Are you getting the mystery? If the mind is full, the mystery is veiled. The power is veiled. You are unveiling the power by unveiling your mind to be open and present. Open and present. What is behind all of the cosmic laws when you take the words away? What is behind that when you take the words, the knowledge, the idea, the image away? What is there? That is what you are seeking. That is what you are seeking. That is where the power is. That is what the power is. It cannot be said. For as soon as we say it, we have used it and have made it something else. As one with an open mind, ready to receive and give. In order for you to be able to function, you are in this principle, receiving and giving. God gave you life. You have received it. You have life. You are existing. And you are passing that life through you. And you are qualifying that life you are giving it something. Remember, the life is something that is behind all of these other things. And when we take all the words away, there is still the life of it. And when we are receiving and giving, we are in the prosperity flow of things. This is the very law of the prosperous consciousness in whatever you wish to prosper in. The keys here are dynamic. They don't be fooled by their simple words and their short text. Look behind the words of the principle of power that is there, that God is giving you. The principle of the power. Unveil it. When you are flowing in love, you have received God's love. He loves you already. To expand that love, you would give God's love. But do you qualify that unconditioned love of God by your own personal preferences, intellectual preferences, emotional preferences, physical preferences, creative preferences, preferences of your soul and preferences of your individuality? Or is there a clear channel for that love? Have you put some veils over the mystery of God's eternal, everlasting, unconditioned love? The truth comes to you on condition. Everything is. A chair is a chair. You cannot call it a table. You cannot make it into something other than what it is. Do not try to make yourself into something other than what you are. In receiving and giving, you are letting that what is flow. You're not looking at it and describing it with some flowery terms, some intellectual language, some emotional sounds. You are seeing it in its reality. Truth is reality. God is reality. You are reality. Life is reality. All things are true. All things are true. All things are true. The illusion is true. The death, the disease, and suffering is true. The love, the truth, and the wisdom is true. All things have truth and are true. But it is a matter of what plane of application you are functioning on. To bring the illusions of imagination as thinking they are realities of the physical dimension is facing an untruth. But in the realm of imagination, they are true. It's when you take things out of what they are and try to have them as something else that you miss the truth. When you try to flow love and you're really being something else, then you are not giving what you are receiving. You are giving something other than that. You are giving something else, and you must take that from some place to give it. In truth, the law of prosperity is be ready to receive all right now, and then you have all to give. All to give. So this is one of the most dynamic parts of this training, is to understand that behind all of the words that has been said, behind all of the exercises you have done, that there has been something clear and still that has all possibility. And when you let that flow through you, you have all possibility. come as one, with an open mind, ready to receive and give, accepting all things. Everything that you cut out of your acceptance limits you as an all-pervading, universal, infinite, eternal being. God is all things. God is all in all. There is nothing outside of God. When you do not accept something, you are presuming to be greater than God. God has accepted all things. He has created all things. When you do not accept a thing, you are presuming to be better than God. This is a source of suffering and misery, and has been a source of suffering and misery for time that man has been upon this planet. When you do not accept all things, you have lost your God nature, your God consciousness. God is one. He is all things. You may not understand the mystery of His wisdom, the mystery of His love, the mystery of His truth. You may look at something and say, why does this have to go on? Why do men have to be killed upon the battlefield? Why does one man rise up and murder another? Why is there lying and cheating, hurting emotionally and mentally and physically? That is God's mystery. You are presuming to pass judgment upon God when you do not accept all things. All accepting. The way you respond in the world is more important than what you are accepting. It is more important for you to respond to the laws of your ideal than it is for you to limit what you receive. All accepting is full receiving. 100% receiving, 100% giving. Prejudice, judgment, conclusion, comparison, all of these things are for your choices to fulfill your ideal. You have your very ideal by the grace of God. He has given you this mind. He has given you this emotion. He has given you this vision of what is good for your karma, for your balance in creation. For you to come from chaos into balance and harmony. For you and you alone not to be self-imposed on others. Not to take yourself and impose your ideal on others. But to live your ideal as an example. Are you really living the best that is in you? There will be no shame games. There will be no blame games. There will be no guilty games. When you are living your ideal, when you are doing the best that's in you, but are you putting that ideal that is even greater than your own expression upon others? Are you demanding of them more than you demand of your own self? You are not all accepting. If you're demanding that this person or that person, this place or that place, or this thing or that thing, be better then what you are acting, you are a hypocrite. You are not true. You are not living the ideal, the Immaculate Conception. If you have the bright picture of what God means for you, you should be using all of your will, all of your desire, all of your knowledge, all of your creative power, all the powers of your individuality and spirituality towards the fulfillment of that ideal. It is up to you to fulfill the image. If you have an image of something that would be of value to the rest of the humanity, they only understand proof and fact, just like you. You must live it to prove it. You must have lived it for it to be a fact. You cannot impose that on another that is not all accepting. In all acceptance, all peoples, all places, all things are within you. As a creator, in all accepting, you have the substance of creation to bring forth this immaculate conception of this perfect ideal. They talked about the ideal man. They talked about the ideal man, the one that was anointed of God. They talked about the Christ long before there was a manifestation of the ideal in bodily form. There is nothing in the future. There is no thing there. There is only all possibility. Fixed image, fixed consciousness does not let you accept this all possibility. The laws of creation has been given to you to use this power of all possibility to be your perfect ideal. If you think the physical body should be a certain way, then you should seek to obtain that. Not to have that as something for someone else, but for yourself. If you think that the emotional body should be a certain way or see that a certain way, you should seek to exercise that way. If you see the mind should be a certain way, a certain ideal, you should use all of your vigor of life to fulfill that. If you feel that the soul should be expressed in a certain manner and realized in certain ways, you should, of your own self, be the example of that. Do never criticize, condemn, judge, or have prejudice against any person, place, or thing, or over any substance that you cannot be the perfect ideal of yourself. Come in humility, realizing we are all unfolding, evolving to God consciousness. Some are further along the path than others, but we are all on the same path. As one, with an open mind, ready to receive and give, accepting all things, with duty to the teacher. You're seeking to learn. That one that you are learning from is your teacher. If you are teaching someone, would it be a pleasant thing for that person to come and just take things away from you? Without balanced compensation. Without balanced compensation. Is that fair to you? For them to come and take your time, your talents, your consciousness and you're teaching them, and they walk away claiming it as their very own without the service to the teacher. By service to the teacher, you earn it. You earn it. It is yours. You have balanced compensation. You've paid for this course. This course is yours. Everything you've learned here is yours. It's your discretion, your abilities, it's your expression here, and from this point on, what you do with it. It is yours. You claim it. But if you did not give this service, either in time or money or some way, then you did not earn that, and you will not feel comfortable to use that. This balanced compensation in nature has always been a prime factor in the ability of an individual to claim their own. This is your own. All of this information now is yours. You have paid the price for it. It is yours to take with you. We have multiplied its power by as many as have heard it and assimilate and demonstrate it. All of the things that you have now, these are yours. Go in the world and share them. If you want to give them away, you can. If you want to have classes and have people share that way, you can. Whatever you wish to do with it, it is up to you now. But never forget the law of balanced compensation. Service to the teacher. Aren't you more apt to do things for people that do things for you? Is that not the giving and receiving power? One of these principles do not countermand or work against the other. They are one continuous flow of one thing, and applications of that which is behind all the words, all the descriptions, all the images. In service, you can feel you have yearned, you have learned, and you have earned what you have, and you can take it and use it in the world. This type of consciousness that you have given are here to the teacher, and the consciousness the teacher has given you has been an exchange. You've either received all the teacher has to give you by giving him service at the moment that he's giving these things, serving him. Service is not something you're doing other than the presence. It is always in the presence. Service is the greatest power. God is of service to us as our body, as our emotions, as our mind, as our knowledge, as our ideas and creative powers, as our individuality. God is the great servant, the greatest of all servants. To not serve is to presume to be greater than God. This has been the downfall of most people in the world, presuming to pass judgment upon that which they are experiencing. Judgment is to pass upon yourself to see if you are fulfilling your ideal, your perfect image of yourself. Not what someone else wants you to be, not what mom and dad wants you to be or society wants you to be, but what you realize in God to be. Your true identity is the greatest service you can give to yourself. This service to the teacher is also the service to your own body that teaches you, the service to your own emotions that teach you, the service to your own mind that teaches you. Your own consciousness is teaching you. There is a teacher within you of all past experiences that you have had. And when you call upon those, they can teach you. When you are objective and detached and do not react out of them, respond out of them in the presence to have them continue in their motion into the future. To free yourself from the past, look at every moment that has passed objectively and do not get involved with it again. Let it pass. Be here now. In the service, we serve others. We are worthy of being served. Only those that serve are worthy of being served. Understand that the teacher must be approached in reverent submission, earnest inquiry, and service for you to obtain the fullness of what the teacher has to offer for you. And remember, the teacher is a principle, not a person, not a place, or a thing, but something that can be present in any person, place, or thing. Everyone you meet is your teacher. Everyone you meet is your teacher. Every place you go is your teacher. Everything you know from all of that interplay of consciousness is your teacher. That teacher will teach you how to fulfill your ideal creation. Working as a co-creator, come as one with an open mind, ready to receive and give, accepting all things with duty to the teacher, working as a co-creator. You are not alone. Everything in the universe depends on every other thing. God is whole, not separate. God is solid, not cut into pieces and stuck together. He is one, one. Even though there are gradations of consciousness, just because your abilities of senses is only open to a certain spectrum of perception, your mind is only open to a certain spectrum of perception, do not limit your creative powers, for things can come beyond your limitations of being, can come from beyond yourself. And this is what expands you. Those things that come from beyond yourself. For if you only have what you have now, there is no growth. When you are a co-creator, this is the growing. You are creating every moment. You're creating your destiny. You're creating your experiences in the present. You're creating all things with your mind, your emotions, your actions. You are the creator localized. You are fulfilling a function in creation. Even if it's evil that you are creating, death, disease, and suffering you are creating, even that is created. Even that is created. That what is the opposite of creation? Illusion. For there is no opposite to that. You may say the destroyer is that it takes the creative powers to disassemble things. God as destroyer is still creator. Remember that without creative powers, you would not be able to have the enjoyment of the clothes you are wearing, the home you are in, the car you ride in, the money you spend, the objects of the material world that you enjoy. You would not be able to have the ideas, the knowledge, the talents, that you have without creative power. Realize this co-creation, this interdependence with all other things. And when you take away the veil of the mystery of forms, what is behind the forms? If all forms disappeared, what would be left? If all audible sound was taken from your perception, would sound still exist? If a tree fell in the forest and there was no human ear to hear, would it still make a noise? Come as one with an open heart and ready to receive and give, accepting all things with duty to the teacher, working as a co-creator, expressing love, wisdom, and truth unconditioned. Any conditioning to love, truth, and wisdom limits it and takes it from its true identity. It then becomes something else. There is no such thing as love for one thing and not love for another. That is an illusion. That is an illusion. The opposite of love is illusion. Hate. Separation. It's limiting from the oneness. It is no longer accepting and open. It is no longer free. It is binding. And who is in jail? The one that is standing guard or the one that's behind the bars? Who is imprisoned when you bind a thought? It takes you to bind it. It takes the you that to bind it. That is the prison. That is the bondage. Bondage is illusion. Who tells you what to think? Who tells you what is within you? Who has let those things within? The fears, the doubts. Who is doing that binding? Where does it come from? What is that? What is that limitation? What is that conditioned thing? What is that conditioned thing? When things are unconditioned, they have all possibility. They have all possibility. This does not mean that you do not limit yourself to certain things in the world. That is the first power of manifestation and creation, the ability to limit things, the ability to limit your vision to part of that wholeness, but not to lose the realization of that whole, the one, the all in all. When you lose that, you have lost this power of unconditioned love, truth, and wisdom. Unconditioned love can do anything, can conquer all, but conditioned love cannot. Omni vincete. Love conquers all. When you have an unconditioned love, there is now no separation. There is no illusion of separation. You have one equality, an equilibrium, a movement and balance in consciousness, in being. You are expanding and contracting this awareness of this love. You may look at a flower and give it all the unconditioned love. You may look at the world and give it all unconditioned love. You may look at the universe and give it unconditioned love. It's only a matter of attention and concentration, a matter of being fixed and focusing. That's the only difference, it is not in by degree, because unconditioned love is always total, whole, and all. It's not partially given. It's not, well, they're not giving it to me, so I'm not going to give it to them. It's not running away in the face of danger. It's standing there in love to calm the beast. The masters all knew the power of calming the beast. Is the beast calmed within you with that love? Is that unconditioned wisdom there? Or is there ignorance? Have you ignored things? Wisdom is the realization of how things work by simply looking at them. Have you not opened up to see them? Have you ignored them in some way? For that's the biggest thing against wisdom, is ignorance. Just ignoring what you already know. Ignoring that. And trying to do something other than that. Unconditioned truth is seeing all things as they are, not seeing them and saying they are other things. Keep your love, your truth, and your wisdom unconditioned, total and all. Do not limit it in any person, place, or thing. In the awareness of here and now, come as one with an open mind, ready to receive and give, accepting all things, with duty to the teacher, working as a co-creator, expressing love, wisdom, and truth unconditioned in the awareness of here and now. The only power you have is in the presence. The fulfillment of all things are in the presence. If you're in regret of the past, you're not in the presence. If you are in revenge of the past, you are not in the presence. The here and now is the only power. That is the only power you have. That's the only place you have the totality of your being. The totalness of your being. Everything you've ever done is you now. That's what you are right now. Everything you've ever done. Do you look in the mirror and see some grotesque figure? No. You have been balancing all of your life. You have been balancing all of your life. And you have been doing it always in the now. Sometimes you have been captured in a drag in the concept of time. Sometimes you have had the fear of what may be so. But the truth is, you have never been away from now and here. Wherever you may have gone, you have always been in the here and now. And whatever you talk about is always the there and then. You cannot talk in the presence. You can only be. You cannot think in the presence. You can only be. The presence is the state of being. Here and now is the state of being. To be. To be. To be. And when you are not in this presence, you are not being. Being, oneness, knowingness, is the crown. And the crown of achievement, to be. Whatever you are doing, you are always doing it in the presence, always in the here and now. You cannot do it in some other time, off in some other distant place or future. You can only do what you do now, now, now. Just the practice of being now will give you increased power as you free yourself from the sticky substance of emotions and mind, of space and time. Those things hold image in form. They do not let it change. But you are changing, ever changing, but you are never changing. For you are eternally now, constant and present, ever being eternal. Full realization of God can only be won in the presence, not in some time after this life, for life does not end, it is everlasting. You have always been, you always will be, that's eternal. In the illusion of space and time, you have found yourself reflecting through this filament of mind. Only a reflection, for the world is right here, right now. Everything you see and everything you don't see is in this presence. All the movement is illusion. It's only a matter of progressively changing your point of view. Self. Come as one with an open mind, ready to receive and give, accepting all things with duty to the teacher, working as a co-creator, expressing love, wisdom, and truth unconditioned in the awareness of here and now, and with a firm eye on the God Self. God is in you, as you. That is the God Self. That is the God Self. God is you. That is the God Self. It's not something beyond. It's that that's behind the actions. It's that that's behind the feelings and the words. All the knowledge. Take them all away. Take all your talents and creative powers away. Take all your imagination and insights and perceptions away. Take your very state of being away. And what is there? What is there? God can do anything is there. God, one without a second, is there. God, all possibility is there. To strip away the mystery, to take the veils of consciousness off, is to see the God Self. Can you set and abstract yourself from all the things you now associate with? Then you will realize the God Self, and only then. It is not what the God Self is doing. It is what the God Self is. It's not the seen movement of that. It is what is the cause of all causes. You are an individualization of that. You have focused in this time, this space, this body, for a specific purpose. You have a mission, and that can only be realized when you're at the point of view of the God Self, beyond all these words. Beyond all this bodies of consciousness, for God is boundless, formless, eternal, all possibility. You, as God Self, are that, all in all. And it's a matter of the expansion of your attention. Put yourself in perspective. Where are you at? How large are you now? How small are you? How deep? How wide? How thick? How thin? In your omnipresent home, beingness, beyond the illusion of form and mind, beyond the intellect and systems of space and time, the God Self, eternal being, infinite life, expanding, contracting, but still beyond, 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 beyond all that you can comprehend, think, feel, see, or do, you are God, God experience. To realize the self that is God in you is to realize God. Seek that past all of its appearances. Don't be fooled by the world of appearances. We can tell you what gravity is, but can you put gravity in a bottle? We can tell you what the forces of movement is, but can you put movement in a bottle? The God Self cannot be contained. The God Self cannot be contained in any body. In any body. It is self-impulsion. Its light is eternal, clear, still beings, just as God is light. You, the eternal, and be happy, be free. Come as one with an open mind, ready to receive and give, accepting all things with duty to the teacher, working as a co-creator, expressing love, wisdom, and truth on condition, in the awareness of here and now, and with a firm eye on the God Self, you the eternal, and be free. To realize yourself is to realize eternal freedom. Freedom. Freed. Om. Freed. Om. Freed. No longer doomed, you are the freedom, the sound of creation. For from the still light, as soon as it moves, it begins to sing and dance and give life and animation to mind and to form, to mind and to matter. You are the animator of that. You are not that. You are the animator of all in your universe, but you are not that. You are beyond, beyond, beyond all those things.